pint to Dundalk home away is a great pint, you know. We've had many a bad day up here, you know, and that's saying today has been a wonderful day. We'd have preferred to have won it, but, you know, a point was certainly, you know, as good as what we could have hoped for. But it's only a point, and we need to try and kick on and get something, you know, to try and stay off the bottom of the table.
Did you feel that winning was ever a possibility this afternoon?
In the first 8 minutes of the game, I thought we'd 6-7 set pieces. And Barry McNamee had a chance here that Aaron saved with about 8 minutes to go. In between that, Dundalk had, I'd say, three quarters of the possession, which they normally do at home. And like they emptied the bench, obviously, on 58 minutes, to put it that way to you. And actually, it was even earlier. I was hoping they'd wait for an hour, but they didn't. Look, it's a good point, but it's only a point, and that's not going to save us. We need to add it.
It must have been a bit of a lift for you to have seen the Dundalk team sheet before the game. So many changes, 10 changes.
I would think Brian Gartland and Chris Shields. Aaron has been kept. I think they would be very disappointed with that statement. But that was Daniel Kelly, who scored the third goal in the Aviva. No, absolutely not. Probably their best player in the pitch was the Adua lad, wide left, and then he went to wide right. And, you know, we'd have been happier for him not to have started, to put it that way to you. That was a damn good side that they had, and it was even a better side that they took on 52 minutes, probably, is what happened. We've earned a point against a very, very good side, but it's only a point. We'd have been better off winning last week and losing today and have a point extra on the board, to put it that way to you.
One thing your team showed, particularly that second half and after those changes, you restricted Dundalk to very little, very resolute side when you want to be, aren't you?
It's not when you want to be. We always want to be that. I think probably the chance that David McMillan had up this side of the pitch after 8 minutes. We were on top of the first 8 minutes. They broke, and look, for him, it was probably a sitter. When that didn't go in, you kind of thought, yeah, another day that had gone in, you lost this game 3 or 4. And that's what's happened over the years. I thought we defended set pieces very well. Disappointed that we didn't score. We had a lot of attacking set pieces, even in the second half when we were under the cosh. We counter-attacked a little bit. But it's still only a point. Yeah, it's a good, you know, moral booster, all of that. You know, we've had lots of moral victories here with no points. So at least we've 1 point to take up the road, like.
Yeah, it's not only a point at the end. It gives you a bit of a platform to build on for the games remaining. At the end of the day, Cork would love to come here and get a point, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, look, I hope you're right. You know, we've a lot of draws. You know, I was shouting to Stevie Fallon in there. Galway, a few years ago, had a lot of draws, and they ended up, well, three teams went down then. Hopefully the draws won't hurt us, as I said to you. We'd be better off winning one and losing the other. But, look, it's a good day for us to get a point over in Dundalk. It's a long, long while since we got anything up here. We still haven't scored up here. And I'm going back 7 years and probably counting, to put it that way to you. But we have to kick on. Our next game is against Pats. Shamrock Rovers is put back to after the international window. And there's no point here, as you say, in being resolute. And then coming up against Pats, who have a hell of a lot to offer, not being resolute. So, look, we'll enjoy the point and look to Pats tomorrow.